News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Aging. There was always that cliche that said that you are, what is it, you are only as old as you feel. Well, it turns out that there may actually be science behind that cliche, because Professor Ian Robertson, who is co-director of the Global Brain Health Institute at Trinity College, has medical evidence to show that that is literally what happens. Ian, you are only as old as you perceive yourself to be, in broad strokes. Is that right?
Yes, very much so. We're all biologically younger now than we were even 20 years ago, but we have mental models that are inaccurate, that make us think that, say, at 65, we should be retiring, that we're old. In actual fact, realistically, we're probably about 15 to 20 years biologically younger on average at 65 now, particularly if we're educated, mentally engaged and physically fit.
How come?
It's partly we're all taking exercise, or most people are taking exercise in the way they weren't when I was growing up. They're eating better. They're aware of stress and trying to cope with it. And there is a general improvement in the health of the population. And so people are getting illnesses like stroke are happening much later average age. And similarly, even diseases like dementia, which we think are increasing, well, they are increasing because there are more older people. But actually, at any given age, your risk of dementia is going down. So the world population is becoming healthier, which is great news. And that's one reason why they're living longer. But that means that they're mentally much, much fitter than they were even 20 years ago. There's been a change even in 20 years, but we're held back by old-fashioned models of what we should be and what we should be doing at a given age. And at 65, most people are actually very young, and that's why the retirement age at that age for most people is doesn't really make any sense.
So does that mean that there is a tendency for people to say or to think, well, I couldn't do that at my age, when in actual fact there's nothing preventing you?
You're dead right. You're dead right. And people who have negative perceptions of aging actually acts as a self-fulfilling prophecy. Studies from the Irish Longitudinal Study on Aging, for instance, have shown that people who have got negative beliefs about aging will start walking more slowly over a two-year period. Their cognitive function will go down more. And that's only because of their psychological approach to aging, not because of any biological changes. And once you, so you're getting self-fulfilling prophecies happening. You believe you can do less, so you do less. And that actually has downstream effects on your fitness and your biological age.
So in essence, without wishing to put non-academic words in the professor's mouth, basically we should live in denial of our age.
We should live in denial. We should really subtract 15, 20 years from our chronological age to get a more accurate fix of what we really are. And that's probably true downstream. Our brains are not fully wired up until we're just over 30. And so we've got probably 50 years of really, really powerful brain function after that. But we sabotage our ability by how we think of ourselves.
All right, that's it. I'm going clubbing on Friday, Ian. Thank you very much for coming on. Professor Ian Robertson, co-director of the Global Brain Health Institute at Trinity College Dublin and author of How Confidence Works.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.